Okay, we're talking about this idea of using all three aspects of the human being, not only the thought, but the speech and the action, to be focused on accomplishing these goals. And when you are doing action, you have to know that this is for the reason of what your thought is driving. And therefore, that's the analogy of the light and the vessel. And you want the light is that thought, but the vessel is the implementation. But while you're implementing, you have to be thinking and understanding why you are doing what you're doing. So we're on Reish Lamed Gimel, third paragraph from the bottom, where he ends off that idea. Kol ha-machshava hazu, k'muvan b'kitzer, any one of these types of thoughts while you're doing your action. Tzrich alias chaya etzel adam b'shashu hu meneh me'asal adaber. So over there we're speaking about the person who wants to refrain from speaking too much. So when he decides to refrain once or twice during the day from speaking too much, he has to have that in mind. When you're doing it in this way, the service that you do is much stronger and clearer. Okay. Next point. Avoda ima kodesh baruch hu. Doing the work with Hashem. Lifnei shenarchiv es hadvar, before we expand on these concepts, naskir kanes anakuda yesodi shebe'etzam anu dorchem ba b'chol nekud nekuda. I want to remind you of a fundamental point that we essentially are treading upon when we deal with each and every one of these points. Kol advar malalu, all these things, kesha adam chayish medaber esem lasu, when a person thinks and speaks about them to himself, zedavar nifla biyos, it's a wondrously great thing. Avsof kol sof, hu lo diber visaskim kodesh baruch hu. But with everything we've said and done yesterday, we've still not engaged ourselves in speaking with Hashem. Why? Because humit daberi matzo, the guy's speaking to himself. Next page. Yesh li ratzon panimi lasos etz ratzon yisbarach. Guy says to himself, I have an inner ratzon to do the will of Hashem. Yesh li ratzon chitzoni shirotz lo daber dvarim shakosh baruch lorotz yishomru. I have a desire to speak things that Hashem does want me to speak. Ubritzoni levatlos ratzon chitzoni lugalos ratzon panimi lechein neni medaber. And since my will is to negate this external desire and to reveal my inner will, therefore I'm not going to speak. Now, a lot of I statements, and there aren't any you statements. What it means to say is, Hakol kan nochan, everything's correct. Avon nekuda apnimis hamitis nechzeros. But the real inner point, the true inner point, is missing. Ha'odam nimtza levad, the person is found to be by himself. What's lacking is, he's not talking directly to Hashem when he's doing any of this. He's talking to himself. Hatsura habrura vamitis, the way that's clear and true, the picture of the reid avoda, the nachzer al kach shuv v'shuv, and we're going to keep repeating this over and over. Kizoi nekuda apnimis biyosir shal avoda kalos v'sochas kol nekudas avoda, because this is the inner point, the most important inner point of this service that includes all the points of service, he shadam ayvedim akadosh baruch hu, is that a person is working with Hashem. Kloimer, meaning to say, ha'adam lokeches kol tzuras avoda murleil. Person takes everything he's doing in his service that we're discussing above. Umechaber alsem rabbanim shlamim etvila. You have to connect them to Hashem with a tefila, with a prayer. There's no point in your life that can be separated from Hashem. And you can pray regarding this inner, this detailed point within the point of your service. And you should ask the following. In other words, just take what you're saying and just refocus it a little bit. You say like this, this is an amendment to the prayer that was said, to what was said on Reish Lamed Gimel. Now he's turning it into a prayer. Hashem, you gave me an inner desire to want to do what you want. And you gave me an external wanting that wants the opposite. And I know that my outer will is covering up my inner will. So I'm about to do some work that is preventing, I'm working on something that will prevent from me the external desire to dominate over the internal, to stop that. on the condition to reveal the innermost ratzon to do what you want. Ana mimcha, so I ask, I beg from you, azor li shasliach, help me that I should succeed. So it's, so what was he recognizing before? What he was recognizing, why I'm doing it. So now you're combining why I'm doing it and I'm asking Hashem for you to help me accomplish it. It's a double barrel point. In other words, when you're stopping to speak or whatever you're doing as an uvda, as an action, that's part of your plan for growth. You have to know why you're doing it, connect it to the central point of why you're doing what you're doing, and add Hashem into it. Speak to Hashem and share with Hashem that this is what I'm trying to accomplish and I want you to help me to accomplish this through what I'm doing. So that's a subtle point, but a very important one. Im adam ein anoikach, a person doesn't do this, hu amnam koin edvarim, you may acquire certain activities. Ach bein a time hu osiv es akud abasisis. But in the meanwhile, you've lost the fundamental point. Hu yachal yos shakua ko yomav avaris Hashem niflo. You could be immersed all your life in wondrous service to Hashem, avlo ovedes Hashem b'li Hashem rachonasan. But you're serving Hashem without Hashem. God forbid. Kamosha dover nishma muzar, as much as this sounds strange, avozoi achas me'atauyos hanefutzos b'yoser b'mahal chavoda, is one of the major mistakes that's prevalent amongst those who are trying to do God's will. Adam yochel lavodes HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol chayim, a person can serve Hashem all his life, but he has no connection to the Creator. Whoever shalom, he's his own worker. But he's lacking that connection with Him. Okay, so that was a important point to add on over here. So we've got so far what? We've got a clarity of thought of what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to accomplish that we external ritzonos are not worthy for us to work on. We gotta be working on what really is gonna get us close to Hashem. And therefore I have to start working on those externals to get them out. And I work on the easiest ones. That's what he's been saying so far. Attack the easiest ones in a graded fashion. And while you're doing that specific action that's meant to help you, you preface it with a tefillah to Hashem that focuses exactly why you're doing what you're doing and you want this help to accomplish. Okay, we move on now. Binyan kol koach v'nifrad u'binyan klolius hakoiches. Building each strength up separately and building over all the strengths in totality. Nimtzin came, comes out like this. Sheseder avoda tzorch liuskach. The order of our service to Hashem in this particular direction is as follows. Reish is in the beginning. Oh, lifnei shara maskal avod v'nikun amasis. Before a person begins to act in a specific point, first is, you gotta take that which you recognize in the mind and clothe it through speech. You gotta talk about it. You reflect on the things, and you speak out that which you are reflecting with Hashem. And you speak out, Hashem, I think too much of other things, I think of the other, I have an external wanting, and I have an internal wanting, and I keep thinking of the external wantings, and those are the things that are keeping me back from the internal wantings. And Hashem, I need you to help me that I should be able to change. So that's at least reflecting what the issue is. Right? Lacher tkufa, after a while, umaskil lahoridis hatvarim l'kudos ha'osia. Now, after a while, he brings it down to the action stage. Avogamos, ein dilug mehakoras ha'sechol yeshiris l'nakuda ha'osia. There's no jumping from the recognition, the direct recognition to the, there's no jumping from the recognition of the intellect straight into the point of action. You have to combine all these three garments of the soul of thought, speech, and action together. To start from the intellectual recognition, and connect it to speech, and then to add on to that the point of action. Klomer, meaning to say, a person is working on all three forces of the soul at one time, but with step by step by step. Now here's the point. Adam haraitza miyad lahaschel imakoras haseichel hadibur v'amais v'vasachas. Person wants to start by putting all three at one shot. can think, say, and do it all one time. Okay? I got the idea. I talk about it. I do it. Boom. So, if that's the case, afilu echmem lo yiskaliknos. You won't even get one of these. You won't acquire even one of these three garments. In other words, you got to work on each one on its own. Cultivate each one. Add another one to what you have. And not to drop what you started, but to keep what you have. And to add on to that. And then move on and add on to that as well. But you thought about it for a good while. Okay, now they've thought about it for a good while. I'm going to speak out what I've thought about for a good while. So I'm speaking and thinking at the same time. And then I'm going to do, and I'm going to speak before I do, and think, and pray to Hashem, and think while I'm doing, and then have all three together at one time. But that took time. But if you're going to just jump into one thing, you hear the idea? Oh, it's an amazing idea. You say it over, it's an amazing idea. I think I should do this. And then you do it. Not going to work. This is a general introduction to any concept when we work in this spiritual realm. And therefore, for the main point here, called Olam Pnimi Umurkav Unifrad, we have to look at all of the innermost world, our godly service, as a concept of combination and separation. There's combining concepts and separating concepts. Malcolm, sorry, what do I mean to say? The following. The strengths, the forces that are found within the soul of a person. Each force is an independent force. Speech is a force, thought is a force, action is a force. But it's also, each one's an independent force, which is a part of a combination, overall combination of the forces that are meant to be working together. Avodas Adami, the service of a person is livnos kol koach koach latzos, to build each strength up in and of itself. Ulaachem ikein livnos elsam etzirf, and then to build them up to work together. Sheet starif l'shar kol koaches, to combine with the other koaches that exist. Imavodas Adam nasis ach v'rak v'kol koach latzos. If you serve Hashem just with each force independently of each other. When he leaves things like that, we find yourself in the world of separation. Since every force is independently working. And since that's the case, even though each detail of the forces may be built up, but the overall combined working of the forces is missing. He's going to give a good example in a page, so don't get too nervous if you don't understand what he's saying. And the opposite is also true. If he can see how each power, each strength, can be connected to another one, right? But you forget to build up each independent strength. Next page. He's trying to expand, to combine things before each one is strong on its own. So what's going to happen? He takes these strengths that are found hidden within his soul. He takes them immediately from the hidden realm and wants to combine them. But he didn't build each one and bring each one out. So that's not going to work either. In other words, you can't work on each talent and then don't have them connect with each other. And you can't connect them all before you build each one up in and of itself. Because you've got to have each one working properly. So therefore, lemusag iruv, there's a concept called iruv. What's the word iruv mean? Matzinu shtei mashmos. There's two understandings of the word iruv. Yesh iruv shulashan irbuv. Iruv can come from the language of irbuv, confusion. Klomer bilbul, mixed up, but confounded, mixed up. Right? Yesh iruv shumalashim balul, and then there's another expression of iruv, which is mixing, to mix. Mu'urav, totally intermingled. Shechalakim ha-mu'uravim hovchim liyatzik achas, that the portions that are combined, they are one, they pour in one flow, one casting. You ever think about it? Yeah. It's all mixed in me versus I'm all mixed up. there's not a too far of a gap between those two things. You got a whole bunch of different feelings running at the same time, and they're working independently of each other, or you got them all working in tandem with each other. So you can be mixed up or mixed in. Right? That's why it's the same root. You have the same items, but are they mixing well and working cohesively, or each one is an independent unit that's not working together, and then you're all mixed up? This separation of these two possibilities is very fundamental. Let's give an example from life. Person takes five different liquids and combines them. You can get a great drink, or you could have the opposite. If this combination is made in a way of building properly. So, each drink is mixed up, according to the parts that are necessary. And there's the compatibility between the liquids. So from the five different liquids, you're going to get a fantastic drink. But if you take the five and just any five you find and just throw them together, without any knowledge of what's going on in each one, so essentially, he's going to take each drink that by itself is okay, but putting together, he'll destroy them. Because before you mix them up, each one could be drunk by itself. But by mixing them, you've nullified each drink. From the content that it essentially had by itself, that was a good content, but now you've destroyed them, and they don't work together. I mean, I don't know. You take milk and Coca-Cola together.
No.
It's not really gonna, and vinegar. And take a couple more. It's gonna be the most disgusting drink you had in your life. Right? Yeah. No, with the Slurpees, the kids like to combine flavors. Oh. And sometimes they combine it. It's like disgusting. Yeah, orange with Coke face. It's like, doesn't go, but they want to have lots of colors. And they go, yeah, it's terrible. See, so you understand it with drinks. So now we've got different spiritual qualities within ourselves. We have to know, when to combine which ones. You have to build each one. You have to make sure that every flavor is a good flavor by itself. And then make sure that you're mixing the right flavors together. So that's the way it is with our character traits. Hanakuda hazu, hinakuda shechos ma'od latos. This point, many people make mistakes here. Hatachlas hi lagia le'eruv shalamidas miloshen balul. The goal is to reach a mixing where all the characteristics that we have are all mixed nicely together. Kamo isa shabolo, so just like a dough, where you mix many items together, for yetzro sol kadechas, and you bring out one thing called a challah. Avla rotzen lichlos amidas achas b'shnia lifnei shekol mida b'nui laso, but to mix every quality before each one has been built up in and of itself, it will cause you to lack an awareness of what each characteristic essentially is. Anyone who works on his character and starts combining characteristics before he works on anyone thoroughly, it's like the person who's pouring the five drinks together and wrecks up each drink that it was there. So now, so therefore, for a person to be able to recognize each characteristic, he has to work on each characteristic in and of itself, before we mix them. If If your engagement with the characteristic is only just to go right to the next one, to go right to the combination stage, you know, you don't have the essential characteristic worked out. It can't recognize the characteristic trait for itself. He won't know how to use it with others. He doesn't even know how to incorporate with other midas. Okay, so now, from theory, let's get to practice. Let's give a simple example. There are people amongst us who are lazy and who wish to have honor. Okay, that's two negative characteristics that have to be worked on. Atzlus umiyasoda offer. Laziness comes from the essential element of earth. Right? There's earth, water, wind, and fire. Right? So laziness comes from earth. Earth is just like pull you down, do nothing. Right? Lazy. You know, like you feel like a ton of bricks. You can't move. That's like an earth, like a shtick earth. You can't move. But honor comes from the element of fire. Fire, you know, it's excitement and passion and how come I'm not getting honor? So now, you want to work on these two characteristics. Now, avodas ha'adam hi reishi slahakir mal kavod u'matzlus. The first thing you got to do is say, okay, what is honor and what is laziness? If it says, I know I'm lazy. Okay, you know you're lazy? No. Now, what is it really, laziness? Let's get to the core of what laziness is. All right, I'm a bald gaiva. Okay, so what is gaiva? What is honor? Right, so you got to really define these terms clearly. Then you have to, once you understand what they are clearly, then you have to find the point of collision when as the two negative characteristics combine. How do two of them work together? And how to deal with both of them. But first of all, recognizing the concept of honor is one concept you have to deal with, and recognizing the concept of laziness is another concept you have to deal with. To deal with each concept independently before we see how they combine. L'dugma, for example. Yeshem Rabim Shiva'ifen TV writes in Lahaskal Miyad Lavar Almida Nikras Kovod. There are certain people who naturally they want to work on the Mida of Kovod. Right? And everybody knows in the practices that everybody's got a little bit of negative Kovod in themselves, that they're looking for honor. And anybody who doesn't feel that, you know, it's like he's a dead person. I mean, everybody, if you don't think that you look for some Kovod in life, you know, believe me, you do. Especially when a simcha comes up. Then it flares out. That which is lying dormant within you. All of a sudden, you want covered. You know, but really, you always want covered. Right? So, let's have four steps. Anybody in this room thinks they don't want covered? You know, you're already dead to your spirituality. So, let's say a guy wants to work on his covered. Okay, I'm going to work on my covered right now. Zutos, that's a mistake. Adam Reishis call Sarek Laharagish Malbim is covered. Person has to first sense, feel, and understand what is covered. Achrei Hakoras Adavar, after he recognizes what covered is, okay, Shaykh Livnos also Olisra, so it's possible to build it up or destroy it. Avol Reishis call Sarek Hakor Burubur, but first you have to have a clear understanding of it, at least point it to reflect like this. Hey, Mani Reitza Kovalo, do I want covered or not? So, if you're honest, you'll say, yeah, I want covered. Vim kain, if so, mahu osa covered shani rotsa. What's the covered that I want? Mahu nosenli, what's he giving me? Mani margish mekach, what do I feel from it? Eildvarim nosenli covered, what things give me covered? You gotta work through this idea. Okay, I'm gonna work on covered, so what are you gonna do? Well, the rabbis say if you, you know, keep your head low, you'll be a humble person. that's one of the tactics. You know, keep your head low, speak in a soft voice. Okay, but you still don't know what you're attacking. Well, you know, what do I sense is covered that I want? You know, so you got to really go through the whole parsha of kavod, especially how it applies to you. La'adam nirash advar malala ain't certainly so. A person thinks, I don't got to think about this. Let me just get on with the program. So borish kavod he midish lis. You know, it's clear kavod's a bad trait. Uborish lakar, so it's clear I got to uproot it. I just gotta get going. That's what a person thinks. Aval emes hi shechaser lo kol komos habinyan nikra kavod. You're missing the whole building of the stature of that which is called kavod. And until you really analyze what the kavod is and how it impacts on your life and where it manifests in your life, what are you working on your kavod for? Uba emes, and the truth is, b'ayfen klali, in a general way, yeshen shalosh sibus mandu adam tzarech lakaris hakavod. For example, there's three general reasons why a person has to recognize this issue of kavod. Why? Aleph, ki b'kdei l'chavod echerim adam tzarech l'das ma'al kavod. First of all, we are supposed to give honor to other people. So if I have to give honor to other people, I have to know what kavod is. Right? Now again, there is a positive kavod in this world. Right? So in other words, I have to understand and be able to see what kavod is, because I will be obliged in my life to give kavod to others. So, for example, what is kavod? Kavod, the word kavod really is rooted in the word soul. Ura kivodi. Awake my soul. So kavod means recognizing the godliness within an individual. Now that's a positive kavod. That's a real nice kavod. I look at a person and say, you know, I respect you because of the godly quality that you exhibit within you, because I'm really just giving kavod to Hashem. Everything's meant to give kavod to Hashem. And the kavod I give you is just the means of honoring Hashem. Now that takes a lot of egos out of the picture here. That really gets rid of the ego problems here. And the person who's looking for kavod, he's not looking for kavod, he's looking for God's kavod. He's not looking for his kavod. So that becomes all, you know, that's a very important note to understand what's kavod. So I gotta compliment people of the godliness that's in them. So really the compliment is directed to Hashem. And the person feels that he's the means of bringing kavod to Hashem in this world. And that's a healthy compliment to give someone. It will not go to his head, such kavod. You know, if you say, wow, you're the best, you're amazing, you're great, you're so smart, or so clever of you, blah, 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 then the person, you're feeding him poison. You're feeding him poison. Because you're just pumping up that ego. We say, wow, you know, you really, I saw the image of God in you today. You know, you really controlled yourself. That must have been Hashem must have been working through your body there. You brought Hashem into your life, and it's an amazing Kiddush Hashem you did. That's a whole different type of compliment, right? So so you got to first understand what kavod is, to give it to others. Beis. And to break anything, you have to know what it is, how to fight with it. How do you fight it? Until you can't recognize it in its ugly form, you don't know how to fight with it. That's number two. Oh, and that's what he says in Gimel. We know that the neshama is called kavod, as it says in various psukim. First wants to recognize what this concept of kavod is. Of lahakar samushal shalishtalshus echshu misra beguf mukos lahakar sashersh. He has to be able to recognize how it evolves, and how kavod from the soul manifests through the body, and I can recognize the root. So it's, you know, and every one of these characteristics is a complicated thing. So we got to really investigate each and every one of these things. And then I can start to work on it. But it needs a lot of thought before I get to the action stage. So, Nakat Nukan Dugma Bama, I just gave an example. But the main point is always this. Ain mito mito shodom, ain a tzorech lahakar. So there isn't any characteristic that a person does not need to recognize within themselves. Bavadesha mito hachayuvis pashit shi tzricha hakara. Certainly, the specific mida needs some recognition. V'gam es hamida haniris ladam kishlis. Even, in other words, the mida that's positive needs recognition. A good mida needs recognition, and also one that looks like it's bad. You know, even that it looks like it's bad, but harei ein mida shlis. But there really is no bad characteristics, right? As we've already said from the PSS Rebbe and others, that, you know, a bad mida is only taking a good one and distorting it, but it's all rooted in the holy source. But in the root is everything is building. But sometimes in the way that it gets enclosed, it gets destroyed. Right? You got the essential good quality. Deep in the neshama, that the trait is good and holy. But when it gets into the body, it works itself through the heart and the body and the emotions and everything else, all of a sudden you've turned it into an ugly thing. So really we got to build each quality in the positive way and not deal and get stop it manifesting in a negative way. So there's a positive cover that comes from the neshama, but then when it gets through the body, it turns ugly. So I've got to find a way to build up the positive one and fight against the negative one. So yisod is there, who yisod quality. This is a general rule. It doesn't matter what you're working on. It doesn't matter if we're trying to build up the holy part of the attribute or destroying the negative part of the attribute. There's always one thing. We've got to build and work on each and everything. So now, let's get back to the point he was been talking about. Let me just finish another two paragraphs. The idea of working on ratzon, right? Getting back to ratzon, your desire and what you're yearning for in life, which is a mita. It's a mita to want. It's coming from keser. It's the crown. It's the ratzon. It's the top of the spheres. So tzarech livnais kaimel nekuda achas bilvad. You have to build one point alone first. Lachmikan livnasas nekuda hemshech. Then we work on the next point. You can't run from point to point. First have to build a level of intelligence, a level of thought alone. And that's the first building. I think about Ratzon. Then I'm going to build up the level of speech relating to Ratzon. And Koma Sadiber, who Koma Hamishtal Shalas Machshava. And the level of speech evolves from the level of thought. So therefore, the speech should be together with your thought. After you've built up thoughtful speech, then I begin to do something that's combined with my speech and my thought, all wrapped up into one. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yivez Reo Shetzuras HaMahalach HaPenimi Shal Avoda Tia Mutzechas Ubenuya. So Hashem should help us that our path of working on our inner service to Hashem should be one solid built up concept, and Hashem will therefore give to us a lot of divine assistance in everything we do that we should be able to get close to. Okay, that's the end of Perek Chaf Aleph. Yeah, fall.
So he's talking about analyzing our individual needs. How are we supposed to?
He's got other volumes to the book. He's got 9 volumes. Okay, and more coming. So that there's more to talk about. But what he wants us.
It sounded like a very sophisticated, like for example, for cover. That's a fairly sophisticated analysis.
So he's saying everything needs sophisticated analysis. Haven't we done a sophisticated analysis of Ratzon?
Right.
Look how much we spent just on Ratzon.
Right, but how do you analyze our midos with that sophistication?
Okay, so you have to learn other svarim. You have to learn Orchas Tzadikim. Orchas Tzadikim talks about all the midos that we have, and this svarim that talk about midos, and he will talk about it too, right? So, but he spent a lot of time, you know, discussing this idea of ratzon and building up a proper ratzon. Now, why he's dealing with ratzon? Because that's the first of the spheros. So it makes sense he's spending so much time on ratzon, really wanting, right? Everything that we're going to do in our lives comes from our wanting, right? That is a characteristic. The characteristic of wanting and yearning is a characteristic. So is our yearning proper? That's why he has just done a sophisticated analysis of wanting over the last month or so. That's been driving us crazy, right? Because he's really making us think about wanting in ways we never thought about it, did we? And he's saying, you know, there's two types of wantings. There's wanting what Hashem wants, and there's wanting what we want. And we got to focus on the wanting that Hashem wants. And the other wantings really don't help at all. And we're struggling with that idea. And the less time we think about the other wantings, the more time I can think about the wantings of Hashem. Right? And so then we've thought about it. We gotta speak about it. And then we gotta start implementing things dealing with wanting. So I gotta get rid of some of these negative wantings. That's the whole avoda was what? Either you build up strongly your wanting for Hashem, but he says a lot of us aren't that level. Or to play down those wantings you shouldn't be wanting. And you start with easy ones. But you see, we've got to combine all three aspects to remember. There's a good type of wanting and a bad kind of wanting. And to agree that the bad wanting is there, the good wanting is being covered up. And you got to really understand that. You got to really understand it doesn't make sense for me to want things that are just physical things. I mean, I go through the motions, but I don't yearn for them and think that I'm going to make it. I don't run to the bus. That's all part of thinking. And you speak it out and you say, Hashem, I need you to help me with this. Okay, now I'm doing a specific action. I want to speak a lot. I'm going to find 2 times a day not to speak what I want to speak. And then you're thinking about it, and you're saying it, and you're davening to Hashem to help you with it. You got all three working together at the same time, right? So now we come to what I think it's the last parak, and really the most practical of all. So I was saying, great, now I'm going to Israel. After all the suffering, right? So I really would like to finish this by the end of the week before my vacation, because you don't want this to hang on a thread, so to speak. And he gives some very, very clever advice on how to work on this. So, Perikov Beis, Avodas Bitla Ritzonos Ashlidis. Let's work on nullifying the negative Ritzonos desires in our lives. First, the Kabbalistic introduction of Or Yashor and Or Chozer, the concept of direct light and rebounding light. Namshikmat. Let's continue a little bit more. Now it's the expansion. What we talked about in the last chapter about the three garments of the soul, thought, speech, and action. Klal Yesodahu, a fundamental rule is, Shebechol Dover Yesh or Yashor V'or Choser. He's a mystical concept he's going to tell us here. Everything has what we call direct light and returning light. V'nevar, let's explain this. L'chol Pa'ula Shadam Pol Yesh Mokor. Everything that a person does, there's a root to it. Koach hamenia, a power that moves it. Kigod, for example, dibur, maisa, speech, action. Koach ze holech umispashet im adav resha gmira. That power goes and spreads out from the beginning to the end. We'll see what he means. Lepamim yeshno rifyon koshubem. So sometimes there's a bit of a weakness. A slowing down in the middle of the path. Sometimes there's a strengthening. But if you remember that first energy surge, the whole action will be negated. Klomer, meaning to say, the root of something has to accompany it, and therefore it illuminates it. That's what we call a direct light. A direct light. In other words, that initial power that moves you to do whatever you're doing. You're working on a little project. I want to go to the store. I want to walk to the store. So there's that initial thrust to go to the store. Right? If you don't have that initial thrust, you ain't going nowhere. It's that initial thrust to go to the store. That's the Oreo Shore. And that initial thrust got to keep you going until you get to the store. Orcho Zerhu, what's the returning light? Shemikoch asiyas adavar, that from the power of what you're doing, mislahi rakoch shemimenu nova hamaisa mischasik otvot. The power gets mislahet, excited. And from there, you know, the action gets stronger and stronger and stronger. You get momentum. Momentum, I think he's talking about here. It's more power than when you started with. Hamesil Shesharim v'Chinuch kvar higdiru lanu zos pepita noda. So the Mesil Shesharim and the Sefer Chinuch have given us expression to these concepts, where they said, "Achar amaisim nimshachim halavavos." After the actions go the heart, meaning to say the famous rule, "Peula chitzonis outer actions meoreres as apnimis." They arouse the inner actions, etc. Kolach Yilshona, each one the way they say it. Which a lot of times when you're not in the mood for something, but if you start doing it, it'll put you in the mood. Right? It'll put you in the mood. Just do it. the externals impact on the internals. Put tzitzis on. That's an external that impacts on an internal. Okay? So, we're going to have to, it's a big concept, so we're going to have to, you know, come back to this tomorrow. And Amir Tzashem, I hope in 2 days, with God's help, we should be able to finish this sefer. Amir Tzashem.